The Piverine ring is a vaginal ring made of a flexible silicone. It's inserted into a woman's vagina for 1 month at a time, and it slowly releases an antiretroviral drug called dapivirine at the site of potential infection.
What makes the dapivirine ring a unique tool in the landscape of available tools to prevent HIV/AIDS, especially with women?
So the dapivirine ring is a unique tool because it adds something new to the current available biomedical HIV prevention options. The ring is discreet, so women can use it, they can insert it themselves, and it can be left there for a month at a time. So there's no remembering to have to take pills on a daily basis, and there's no need to go in and get an injection every couple of months from your doctor. It's something that women can control themselves, and it gives them empowerment over their sexual health.
What does the data show in terms of safety and efficacy?
So the dapivirine ring was tested in two large phase 3 clinical trials, and those trials demonstrated that the risk of HIV acquisition was able to be cut by about a third. Then we moved into another set of trials where women knew that they were getting the dapivirine ring, and instead of getting a placebo ring, and what we found is that they used it more consistently. With that consistent use, the data showed closer to more than half of a reduction in HIV acquisition, so about more than 50%. When we even look at modeling studies from other clinical studies, we find that when women use the product more, they're more likely to be protected from HIV. And those data can go beyond even 50%. So that's the when it comes to efficacy. So if women use it consistently, they have a significant risk reduction from HIV. And as far as safety, the product is great in that it delivers drugs locally in the vagina. So the drug is not being circulated throughout the body. So there's a much lower potential for side effects.
Why is the dapivirine ring needed now?
So young women and adolescent girls in Africa are 3 times more likely to acquire HIV than young men and adolescent boys in sub-Saharan Africa. We see the ring as a critical tool needed to be able to expand HIV prevention options for women. We want to empower women with choice, and we hope that this will help to have a real impact on the HIV epidemic.
The dapivirine has now gained regulatory approval or authorization through import permits for use in 11 countries in East and Southern Africa. Tell us more about the process it underwent. How long did it take? What data was considered?
We've been developing the dapivirine ring for many years. And in 2020, we received what's considered a positive scientific opinion from the European Medicines Agency. That then led to the World Health Organization giving a pre-qualification to the product, which meant that a year later, in 2021, they included the dapivirine ring in their HIV guidelines. We then began submitting for approval in several African countries, and we've been very happy to see many countries approve the ring, and we hope to see many more in the future.
Talk to us about availability and access. What is that going to look like, or what does it look like presently?
Rings are mostly being bought right now by large procurement bodies, such as the Global Fund. And the U.S. government, through its PEPFAR program, also buys rings for implementation and pilot research. And those rings are then being made available to women through public programs at no cost.